Hey guys, welcome back to the Breakpoint Coaching Podcast. I'm Dr. Patrice Carter, your host, and also the coach's coach. And I'm excited because we have a really awesome podcast topic today, and that is people often ask me how a person can get started as a life coach. How do you get started? Where do you start? And so today's topic is 10 steps to getting started as a Christian life coach, and I have 5 bonus steps, but you'll have to go to my YouTube channel to watch those bonus steps. But let's get started. So I've compiled a list of the top 10 steps I feel are most important for those of you that are interested in saying yes to your life coaching journey, which leads me to step number 1, and that is to say yes. I think that agreement is super important, and if that is something that you feel led to or called to, then it's really important that you just agree that, hey, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going after, and lean into it fully so that you can have that God confidence and that excitement. And don't worry about the fact that other people are doing it, have done it, been doing it. This is your season, it's your time, and there are so many people that need help and that are waiting for you to show up. So that was, hey, a bonus right off the top. So step number 1, say yes. Step number 2 is to educate yourself. There are tons of books, resources, webinars, people like myself that are putting out content on our YouTube channels. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook under Dr. Patrice Carter. But there are so many resources available for you to be able to educate yourself about the field of coaching, to include organizations that I talked about in my last podcast, such as the Center for Credentialing and Education, the International Coaching Federation, the International Association of Coaching. I would encourage you to get some books on coaching and really just begin to learn what coaching is, what coaching isn't, and even listen for some recordings to find out what coaching should sound like. But it's really important that you learn the industry and that you educate yourself about what it is that you desire to start doing. Step number 3 is identify your niche. Now, that is something that may not happen initially, that initially many of us as coaches start out as generalists, meaning that we coach any and everybody, and that's okay. But the way that you can begin to think about your niche, and I'll do another more targeted podcast and videos on this, but just to give you some start points right now, is to think about your life experiences. Think about the things that make you happy, the things that make you sad, the things that keep you up at night, and the people, the types of people, their characteristics, their stories that tend to be drawn to you and those that you're drawn to, and begin to just write those down and see if you can see any common themes or threads. In addition to that, there's a chapter in my book, Superb Woman from Bad Girl to God's Girl, where I share that God will make your mess a message. And that is very true. So your mess that God then turns into a message, your testimony, those will inform also who it is that you're called to. So when I started coaching, one of the things that I did was I coached women who were coming out of broken places, because I was coming out of broken places and had healed and knew how to coach people to the other side. And then as I healed and grew and God expanded me and enlarged my territory, that shifted where I began to coach more executive type women, and then went into training and certifying Christian life coaches. So just think about that. Step number 4, think about, have you owned a business before? Now, of course, that's an easy answer. It's either yes or no. But the reason I say to think about that is because if you have never owned a business before, you really, again, need to educate yourself on the important steps to business ownership. Now, when I started, I was a consultant. So the way that I did that was I got a book, Consulting for Dummies. I don't know if you guys remember those dummy series. But I also took classes at the local community college and the small business center. So go to your community college or look online and look for classes, business classes that are either free or there's some that are very low cost, or you may even want to hire a coach yourself, that a person who specializes in startups. And so you really need to think about, as you're thinking about starting this business, what is your business structure going to be? Are you going to be sole proprietorship, LLC, a C corp, an S corp? And you need to know what that means. And then for each of those business structures, does your city or county require a permit? do you need to have a license in your state? What are the tax ramifications for that particular structure? Because each one has a tax implication. And then do you have a business bank account? So you need to think about all these things that are going to run parallel to becoming a coach, is standing it up as a business so that it is a bona fide business, not a hobby, and so that you have credibility and people take you seriously. The other piece, just thinking about this, is do you need to get certified? That'll be another more in-depth topic that I come back and talk about later, but just know that you don't have to be certified to coach. Although that doesn't mean you should coach without a certification. I think that there is tremendous value in stepping up and starting what God has called you to do, and that's what I did. So for the first 7 years, I was not certified as a life coach, because I prayed about it and God said no. So I started, but God raised up a mentor that walked alongside me. So I don't think this is something that people should just take up and do on their own that have no experience, because there is a process. But then fast forward 3 years ago or a little bit more, God began to impress on my spirit that I needed to get certified. So I researched multiple schools, settled on one, and I went through a process of becoming a certified Christian life coach. And it was such an incredible experience. And I can't stress enough that when you become certified, that you become credible. And credibility is what you need, because there are so many coaches that are in the industry now. And when you get certified, you are taught a specific coaching model that really helps you to hone your skills as a coach. Also, I will just give a cheap plug here and let you know that my company, Breakpoint Coaching LLC, is where we certify, equip, and train Christian life coaches. We are fully credentialed and board certified at the 60-hour, for 60 hours of coach-specific training. So we're really proud of that. Step number 6, know what coaches do. I'm going to just give you a quick download. Know what coaches do. Coaches ask, they don't tell. Coaches don't advise, again, they ask. Coaches don't offer ideas. We generate ideas by tapping into the client's experience. Coaches don't present solutions, they expand the client's thinking. Nor do coaches give recommendations. They give the client the power to choose. And again, that happens through asking. Step number 7, master your craft. How do you get better at something? The more you do it. How do you get better at something? You learn about it. How do you get better at something? You practice it with others, with peers, with coaches. And I will tell you, it used to be intimidating to be in the room with people who were better than me, who had been doing coaching longer than me. But now I look forward to that, because the Bible says what the iron sharpens iron. And again, it's very important that I shared in my last podcast about looking for a specific coaching program and knowing what program to choose. And you should choose a program or envelop yourself around people that are going to help you to hone your coaching skills, because you only get better with practice. Again, what that looks like is hiring a coach to help you or someone to train you. But in addition to that, giving free coaching or deeply discounted coaching so that you can practice with live clients, and then asking for their feedback. Step 8 is important, to build your platform. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times we as coaches, we finish the certification, we stand up the business, we have the website, we have the social media platform, and then crickets. No clients. And so what I learned through that process, and this is my Breakpoint Coaching LLC, is actually my second business. So me and my husband own 2 other businesses. So I've been through this several times. It's just because you open doesn't mean you're going to have clients, because people have to get to know you. So you need to make sure that you can be found either on social media, through your website, that you have business cards, that you're out networking, that you're advertising yourself. You're getting as much marketing, and I would stress free marketing, as possible by being a guest on other people's podcasts, other people's blogs, doing cross promotion with other entrepreneurs that are not in competing businesses, getting speaking engagements, being on platforms. You just have to really get yourself out there. And when you meet people and they say, in networking environments, what do? Confidently saying, which goes back to step number 1, that saying, yes, I'm a life coach. I'm a Christian life coach. and just, again, building that platform, becoming known as a subject matter expert. And again, that takes time. Step 9 is to get consistent. Show up. Stay out front of people. Stay out in front. If you're going to start a YouTube channel, because I was bad about this, I would start the videos or the social media or the website or the blog, and I would not be consistent. And so people couldn't get used to me or wouldn't follow up with me, I found, because I was being inconsistent. And a sister friend of mine was bold enough to tell me, she said, we can't depend on you because you start something and you don't finish it. You post really heavily for 1 to 2 weeks and then you just fall off. And so people get bored or they get turned off by that. And so as life coaches, it's critical that we are consistent. Again, why? Because it creates a safe environment for those that are going to come to us, and they need to know that we're going to be there when they need us. And then my 10th and final step is to set your expectations, meaning have the right expectation and intention for why you're going into life coaching. Because yes, you can make a living doing it, but it's going to take a lot of work. You can't skip steps. You can't get to the letter Z until you go through A and all the other 25 other alphabets. So really take the time to build this business, build your skills, know yourself, know who it is that you want to serve, know how you want to show up, and then just know that when you've done your natural part, God is going to do his supernatural. And so you set your expectations accordingly, and you cover that in prayer. But there is a scripture that I love, and it says that the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. And then also another scripture, it says, in all labor there is profit. So you can expect that God is going to bless you. You can expect that God is going to lead you if you invite him. He says, if you make your plans known to him, he will make your way successful. He will make your way to prosper. So I just really encourage you in that. And then a final bonus step is determine how you will start. So how will you start? Will you start on a paper? Will you write all this down? Will you just jump out into the deep? You know, however you feel led in your spirit, that's what you need to do. I have this little sign on my dresser, and it says, sometimes you have to take the leap and build your wings on the way down. But if you want to start with help and you're interested in getting some training, I encourage you to reach out to me. Me and my team are more than willing to help you get certified, to get trained up, to get ready to go as a certified Christian life coach. Through our 12-week training program, you will learn how to coach and you will establish a coaching practice. So we follow all the steps to get your business set up and to get you ready to launch confidently, identifying your niche. We go through all these 10 steps that I've covered with you today. And if you want to look and hear about or see about 4 additional bonus steps, I invite you to go to my YouTube channel. You can search for me under Dr. Patrice Carter. And you will find those steps. But I would love to hear from you to see, was this helpful? What are you guys doing? Did you decide to take the leap? What are you going to do? Are you planning? Are you writing it out on paper? Do you have any questions? How can I help? Let me know. So I look forward to hearing from you guys. And I just say, God bless you. I wish you well as you step out on your journey. And this is Dr. Patrice Carter, the Coach's Coach. And I will see you next time.